Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's your All Local for the 18th of April, 2024. Happy Thursday to you. And it could be a big weather day, as we hear from Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Stay weather aware today between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m., especially if you live along and south and east of a Sherman to Denton to Weatherford to Granbury line for large hail and damaging winds. Storms will form right on top of us here. Between 4 p.m., sag south through the mid-evening hours, hail and wind will be the threats. We will activate KRLD's Storm Center team coverage if necessary. We'll still get well up into the 80s today.
This morning, we're finding out it is worse than first reported last month's ransomware attack at the Tarrant Appraisal District. Now homeowners are worried about their personal information as many get ready to protest property tax values. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has an update.
One of those could well be your intrepid reporter. Before driving into work this morning, I sat down with my first cup of coffee and glanced at our own Tarrant Appraisal District valuation of our home for property tax purposes, which arrived in the mail yesterday. Now, we have not received any official notice that our personal information has been compromised, but a few hundred other Tarrant County taxpayers have been told their data has been leaked to the dark web by Medusa, the criminal gang that hacked TAD last month. And of course, this has everybody worried, naturally. Plus, it is complicating the procedure for registering an appeal of the valuation put on our property. Now, as soon as the appraisals land in our mailboxes, tens of thousands of us start to plan to appeal. With the hack locking up the TAD appeal dashboard, Tarrant County Chief Appraiser Joe Don Bobbitt says you have two options left. You can submit your appeal by email, or two, you can go in and do it yourself.
Like a little workshop set up in the front area where you can come in, file the protest, and actually talk to an appraiser.
Bobbitt does have a bit of good news, I suppose. Compared with valuations that spiked a total of more than 40% the previous 2 years, he says this year's figure is up only about 6%. Be grateful for small favors, I suppose. In the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Dallas, one city council member fed up with recent violence has called a special meeting for tonight to figure out ways the community can help. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
It started early Saturday when police say a woman was shot to death in a strip mall in East Oak Cliff. Two suspects are being sought. Later that night, three people were shot, including one fatally, just close by. The injured were a 14 and 17-year-old. The shootings were not related, and Councilwoman Carolyn King Arnold says many in the community are concerned. She's called a safety meeting for tonight and wants the public to hear about and comment on the Dallas 365 Safe Project. She says as the summer months approach, it's imperative the community and their public servants help police and do their part to slow violent crime. The meeting's going to start at 6:30 at the Paul L. Dunbar Library on East Keast Boulevard. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Collin County, more than a dozen suspected child predators have been rounded up after a sting operation. KRLD's Mark Lambert has the details.
Based on investigators' work identifying suspects online through chat rooms and games that have chat features, officers spent 3 days making the arrests in Operation Home Alone 2024.
Some do live in Collin County, but we had some from other places that that traveled to Collin County to meet.
Collin County Sheriff Sergeant Jessica Pond says officers also found one suspect with what might be meth and two guns. The Collin County Sheriff does a couple of these operations a year, and their child exploitation unit helps with more than a dozen other investigations around the state every year. Pond says a lot of electronic devices were also seized from the suspects, and more charges may be filed after they're examined. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A former McKinney woman is now facing a possible life prison term for helping her fiancé plan the murder of a Rockwall mother. KRLD's L.P. Phillips covered the trial.
Witnesses in the trial of Holly Elkin said she was in on the planning and helping carry out the murder of Alyssa Burkett. It was a stunning assassination in the parking lot of a Carrollton apartment leasing office in broad daylight October 2nd, 2020. Burkett was shot and stabbed to death by Andrew Beard, the father of their daughter, the fiancé of Elkins. Burkett and Beard had been in a bitter fight over their daughter. Elkins helped Beard dress as a black man, helped him get the equipment for the scheme, then lied to police after the murder, giving Beard a phony alibi. Beard pleaded guilty for a 43-year prison term, and even though he was the gunman, it's Elkins who could wind up in prison for life when she's sentenced. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Irving police say two brothers suspected in a deadly shooting earlier this month are on the run and may have fled the country. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
24-year-old Abel Alvarado was shot and killed at his home in Irving, just west of Loop 12, earlier this month. Officers found his body in the driveway with several gunshot wounds. They identified 32-year-old Eric Nathaniel Amador Godoy as the suspect in the case and have been looking for him for more than a week. They have just named a second suspect in the case, 18-year-old Franklin Amador. They say he's Godoy's younger brother, and they believe the two men are traveling together and may have fled to Honduras. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Questions persist this morning after Dallas pastor Dr. Frederick Haynes III stepped down as head of the Rainbow Push Coalition less than 3 months after being installed as president. Haynes, the pastor at Friendship West Baptist Church, stunned many when he announced his resignation earlier this week. He was picked by the Reverend Jesse Jackson to take over the civil rights organization founded by Jackson. Attorney Justin Moore tells NBC5 he understands people are curious about what's going on, but he says Haynes deserves some grace.
And if they choose to work in a different way but still focused on the same work, we should allow them the ability to do so without some of the negative speculation I've been seeing. I think Freddie Haynes has rooted himself in the work so much to where we need to give him the benefit of the doubt. And the same with Jesse Jackson and his family in Rainbow Push.
No word yet on who will take over as the new head of Rainbow Push. Thanks to a grant from the federal government, Fort Worth will test new technology aimed at making roads safer for autonomous vehicles. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
Fort Worth secures $2 million through the Strengthening Mobility and Revolutionizing Transport, or SMART, grants funding. The city will use that money to test low-altitude weather sensors for freight routes used by autonomous vehicles. The microclimate sensors are aimed at allowing autonomous vehicles to adjust in adverse weather conditions such as rain and fog to prevent catastrophes like the 130-vehicle pileup on 35W in 2021 that killed six people. The testing will be done at the Alliance Truckport. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We'd like to invite you to listen to Odyssey Conversations, the State of the Environment, a special program that airs at 7 tonight. When you get home from work tonight, you can listen live on your Alexa or Google Home devices. Just say play 1080 KRLD. The new drone delivery service at two North Texas Walmart locations is set to begin next week. The Walmart Supercenter on North Tarrant Parkway could start as early as next week, and the location on Northeast Loop 820 could begin the week after. The service will be available to anyone within a four-mile radius of the stores between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. daily. The drones can carry up to 2.5 pounds. Walmart and Wing Aviation have partnered to provide this pilot program, which will last 1 year. The Dallas Stars needed 1 point in last night's regular season finale to clinch the number one seed in the Western Conference, and they got it. But it wasn't easy. Down by a goal to St. Louis, they didn't tie it until late in the game.
Back out it comes. Who's puck in front? Score! Marchman! The Stars tie the game at 1.
Call on TNT. That was the score at the end of regulation, which gave the Stars that 1 point they needed. And then they put the cherry on top by winning the game in a shootout. They'll play either the Kings or the Vegas Golden Knights in the first round of the playoffs. We'll find out which one tonight.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.